The government is being urged to loosen its self-imposed fiscal restraints and spend more on public services. Critics say more should be done for underfunded mental health and dilapidated schools and hospitals, but the Finance Minister, Grant Robertson, says he's confident that the extra $24 billion earmarked in the budget will be enough. Let's talk now in our regular Monday morning slot to the leader of the National Party, Simon Bridges. Tenakwe, good morning to you.
Kia ora.
The fiscal cap that Labor and the Greens imposed on themselves, would you be supportive of them lifting that?
No, not at all. I mean, I think that would be a cover for incredibly poor spending priorities and a lack of restraint.
Would you agree, though, that having debt at 20% of GDP is a very conservative level and well more constrained than most of the developed world that we often compare ourselves
with? I think it depends very much on the circumstances a country's in and what that borrowing is for. But I think what you've got here is a situation where if you look at what this government is spending on, you know, you've got the diplomats, you've got the free fees, you've got Shane Jones Fund. I mean, you've got $7 billion right there that actually, if they had their priorities right, they would and could do the things that a variety of groups are doing. And I think I'll just make this other point to you. Actually, look what they're bringing in. On the current tax take, forget the new taxes, they're receiving billions more than was expected. They're taxing us, I think, a couple of $1 billion more over the next 4 years, and they are borrowing $17 billion more than the national government was going to do over the next four-year period already, which is what I think about $1.86 billion in interest that New Zealanders are paying.
We're predicting a surplus of more than $3 billion. So,
correct. So yeah. all of that, I think, emphasises my point. I mean, why would you do it? I think borrowing, as we did, frankly, for GFC, for earthquakes, is one thing. I think borrowing for loose, untargeted spending, a lack of restraint, that's entirely another. I couldn't support
it. Okay. I want to move on to some environmental issues, but just one thing that you said there that I want to pick you up on. The Shane Jones Provincial Growth Fund, or whatever you want to call it, would you scrap that?
Well, I think if you look at what he's doing, it's beads and blankets to the regions. And what do the regions need? They need good public policy, good employment
laws. Beads and blankets or $1 billion.
Yeah, to his mates. I mean, look, to where he feels like it should go without the stringent criteria that it deserves.
So would you scrap that fund?
Need, I certainly wouldn't be putting that sort of money into the things that he does in an undisciplined, untargeted. Gone is not necessarily the word, but look.
What is the word?
Well, I'll tell you
quite
clearly.
Are you going to keep the fund
or not? I'll tell you quite clearly where my priorities would be. It'd be good public policy, and it would be infrastructure. Now, actually, on the infrastructure is important.
Tell me about the 10 bridges in
Northland. Well, okay. I can if you'd like.
How many did you build?
How long have you got?
How many did you build?
I think they're doing three or four of the most important right now. And actually, they stack up. But here's the thing. You mentioned Northland. What does Northland need? And what were they getting from the then national government? They were getting billions of dollars in a corridor from Whangarei to Auckland. That stacked up. That was nation building. That's what it needs. And that economy would boom. The alternative. The beads and blankets, the trinkets, without that corridor, won't amount to
so
a hill of beans.
Can you tell us whether it's gone or not, that regional fund?
I would see that money going into infrastructure. I am absolutely certain we would be investing that much or more in quality, transport, broadband infrastructure that would really make a difference on top of good public policy, which this government doesn't seem to
all
know
right.
about.
Some environmental things, and let's whip through these and see what we can cover here. Single-use plastic bags.
Yep.
The government's looking at banning single-use plastic bags. Do you support that or not?
No, I don't think we do. I think the situation that we had was we support and work very hard on industry-led work here. Now, MFE estimates that industry-led work was going to see 75% of single-use plastic bags drop out of the system, effectively with those supermarkets doing it. So I don't think a ban is the right answer where you've got choice and you should have choice. I would make this final point, though, as an opening bit on this, and that is what is deeply heartening to see is, I think, a huge cultural shift in New Zealand. New Zealanders are doing, I see it in my supermarket, I'm sure you do as well. That's great, but choice is also important.
Do you bring your... I do both,
and I'm not going to lie to you. You know, sometimes we're there with the canvas bags that we have in our car. Sometimes, though, we do rely on the plastic
bags. But no ban. You don't support a ban.
That is not National's policy today.
All right. What about increasing the tax at the rubbish tip? You might have heard Janie Sage over the weekend on Q&A. saying that they're looking at increasing the tariffs effectively. It'll cost you more to dump your stuff at the tip. Good idea?
Look, in principle, you can make those arguments, but here's the deal. I'm not going to support yet another tax from this government. Jacinda Ardern promised there wouldn't be any. She's put on several, and they are hurting New Zealanders. The regional fuel tax and the fuel tax increases being the most significant. That's making a real difference. That's really hurting New Zealanders in the hip pocket.
Finally, the ban on mining on dock land. We saw some protests over the weekend and some people not happy about that. Do you support the ban on mining on dockland?
No, I believe our position in government was right. No blanket ban. Of course, you'll have pristine areas, Schedule 4 particularly, but other areas as well. Mm. Well, you would not mind, but a blanket ban is wrong and it will mean the end of mining on the West Coast. What do you do with those jobs? That's more people moving to Auckland and probably Australia, adding to the infrastructural issues.
Just to wrap this up... You're hardly burnishing your environmental credentials, are you? You came in to the leadership saying it was going to be a more environmentally friendly face of the National Party and possibly you'd like to work with the Greens. Yet every issue that comes up, you know, single-use plastic bags, rubbish at the tip, not really very interested. Want a ban on docklands, mine on dockland still. You're not really moving from blue to green, are you?
No, I disagree with that. I reject it, in fact, categorically.
Well, give me one example where you're becoming more environmentally friendly. What's the change from the old National Party to the greener face now?
I gave a significant speech on climate change, and I set out our position on an enduring climate change framework which will make a significant difference.
Yeah,
I think all of the other parties...
You don't want to go through any of the policies, though.
But can we just go through this very briefly? Mining. Now, you say, well, let's just ban that, blanket ban. Not only is that bad for jobs, put it this way, all it will mean... is Eugenie Sage will feel good, but we will be importing more coal. How is that good for the environment? Until she's thought that out, and I support something like that going to a climate commission, by the way, what's the point? On the plastic bags, actually our policies in National see us get to 75% fewer plastic bags. Now, this government, even with a ban, it'll be interesting to see where they do that. I'm aware of evidence offshore where they have done the ban. Mm. We're actually simply moved from those single use to heavier long-term plastics, which may well be worse. So I think what National is about is practical, sensible environmental policy.
Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Do appreciate it. Simon Bridges, who is, of course, the National Party leader.